It's Wednesday, the 17th of September, and so I'd record another little diary update, as it were. I came up to Kitsway on Monday, and flew up to Lusaka. I met Joseph there, and we stayed at a lovely residence. Some apartments run by a couple called Tony and Val, who in fact originally from Honiton in Devon, and knew Mum and Dad well, as well as other guys in the church. So we stayed there. I got put in a lovely little room that was in the corner, sort of next to the swimming pool. So I vowed to kind of get up a bit early. We had an early start anyway, but I got up and jumped in the pool for some lengths before we headed off, and then we drove up yesterday. Oh yes, oh forget, oh, I forgot we met a lovely couple, Evans and Janie, who run a ministry called Moana Ministries, and Moana means child, and as well as doing kind of little documentaries and things, Evans, I should say, is a fellow filmmaker. They're making a kind of children's puppet TV series, a Christian one aimed at kids, and basically do it all in their house. I've posted another interview with them, so that'll give you some more details. But man, the guy's got some energy, and I just wish I had the same creative get up and go. Puts me to shame, really, but there you go. But it was brilliant to meet them and see what they're doing, and kind of, you know, how little they're sort of doing it with. And all power to them, really. So yesterday, I drove up to Kitway with Joseph. It was a long drive. We set off about 6:15, and I think we got to Kitway just gone 6. So we stopped off a couple of times for breakfast at a lovely OM spot. And then Operation Mobilisation is another Christian charity. They've got a bookshop and a cafe, which was really nice. And then we stopped off in Kabwe, which is one of the original mining towns that has fallen on difficult times when the original copper mine kind of closed down, and now it's kind of sort of stumbling on in drips and drabs. I think there's one company trying to extract the zinc from slag heaps that was unable to be used in the past. Someone else is kind of using part of the buildings for hydroelectric company, using them for offices, I think. So we went and filmed a little bit there whilst we were driving through, because I won't be driving back that way. I'll be flying down to Lusaka from Ndola on next Monday. So so we did that. It was really good. Got up to Kitway. Yeah, and had to change accommodation. Joseph had someone do him a favour, but the bed was a bit hard, and I really didn't want to moan about it, but as my back was quite sore, I was really tired. I kind of asked if I could sort of stay somewhere else, and they very kindly put me up in a very nice little apartment with a comfortable bed, and it's just very, 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 very pleasant. So that was awesome. I slept like an absolute log last night. And now we've sort of set off to try and get to the Street Life Project, so to film the work they do there with feeding street children. And unfortunately, we've fallen foul of the law. I think the tax discs or some kind of permit on the vehicle that we're in is a few days out of date, and we got stopped at a police checkpoint. And because the guys are with a white man, they've got the police have perceived that they've got money. So we've been hoiked off to the local police station to pay some kind of fine, I think. So, yeah, it's been an interesting trip of little stumbling blocks and kind of pitfalls. The latest on the drilling of the well was they made another attempt yesterday, had the same problem with the second hole. So I think the drilling guys and the rest of the guys from Honiton are regrouping today in Livingstone or Scunswell, I'm not quite sure which, to try and decide kind of what happens now. So yeah, it's difficult to know what to say, really. If you're of the praying persuasion, then please pray. I mean, hopefully by the time I get to actually kind of post these, we will have a happy conclusion. We will have a working well and something to celebrate. And it would have all been worth it. But right now we're in amongst it all. And yeah, it's just difficult. You know, we're operating in a different country in difficult climate. It's kind of, you know, getting really hot now. I think kind of I ironically thought as they're kind of going into the rainy season it would cool down, but no, it gets hotter. So yeah, the days are getting kind of quite hot. I'm not quite sure exactly how hot, but I think we're kind of, you know, getting beyond sort of 35 degrees kind of most days by kind of like the mid-afternoon. And that obviously slows things down a bit, but there's a lot to do today. And try and capture and tell the story of the Street Life Project, of the work with the Feeding the Street Kids and the Orphans. Hopefully do some good work today. So, yeah, it'd be awesome. So, yeah, I just thought I'd record a little update. Yeah, so until the next one.